When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
Try to run her over. Fouquet got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
Hello, and welcome back to Zoneheads Orlando, here with Loud and Proud Orlando for your Wednesday Orlando City Orlando Pride Report. This week, we are focusing everything on Orlando Pride. I've named this one, Louise, Pride on the Rise. An extreme season we're seeing so far from them, unbeaten so far, an incredible start. So we want to focus on, if you don't know, the women's soccer team in town is called the Orlando Pride. And we want to focus on them this week, really talking about what the changes they've been going through since their inception and the most recent iteration in this squad and what's been going well and why we're really hopeful for this team this year and the future. I want to, first of all, welcome Luis, who is here with me as always. Luis, how are you?
No, I'm doing great, John. Thank you. I want to say thank you also to the Zoneheads that are listening to us right now. You know, phenomenal season for the Orlando Pride. The fans could have asked for a better start, and, you know, compared to past seasons, I think it's I think they've got the most wins, if anything, I think, for throughout the whole entire history. So it's exciting. New front office has definitely worked diligently to get the right pieces together for this team, zero egos and full soccer and great soccer right now. So excited for what's coming to the Pride. They look like a contender. I know the season is long and you know, this is just started, but I think they're demonstrating game in and game out that they're definitely outperforming. So it's a great feeling, John.
We want to thank everybody who listened last week to our episode on Orlando City, and also shout outs, Luis, to the Magic and the Solar Bears who are in the playoffs, who got some playoff wins. So that's all awesome. Great to see Orlando sports doing so well. We're going to go deep into the Orlando Pride history a little bit here for you. If you don't know, the club was founded in 2016 and has been the sort of women's soccer arm of Orlando sports franchise for ever since then. And we started off, Luis, and you can tell us more about this, but started off with some big players when the franchise first came into town. Tell us about those early years of Orlando Pride where you've been covering since the inception, right?
Yeah, so I've been covering the Pride for at least 3 to 4 seasons, not since the very beginning. But I do know a lot about their history. Obviously, October 26, 2015, I believe, they signed Alex Morgan and Kaylin Kyle from the Portland Thorns, right?
Alex Morgan, never heard of her. Who's that?
Right. So, you know, the Orlando Pride also had, also signed in 2017, FIFA World Player of the Year, and to me, and a lot of people recognize her as the GOAT, right? The greatest of all time in women's sports, Marta, who was the season, she finished the season in 2017 as the second highest scorer in the team with 13 goals. And then obviously, you know, they had a lot of coach changes, Tom Sarmani, you know, and then Mark Skinner. And then, you know, a lot of changes, but, you know, they had some in the beginning, you know, you had people like also, Alex Morgan coming in and, it was just very, it didn't seem that they were a cohesive unit as a team. And soccer is a collective sport, so you got to play as a team. And it was not the same as we see now. Here you see an idea of play. You see now they have a purpose and a reason. Back in the day, it was just mainly playing for the big name players, right? You had people like Sidney Leroux, and you had, you know, people like, you know, Ali Riley, and you know, so a lot of national team players that play for Orlando Pride. But even though we had so many names, Orlando Pride will always lose, never made the playoffs, right? And it's because everybody was fending for themselves, essentially. You know, everybody was just trying to have their own spotlight. You know, they will walk away in the tunnel, all separate entourage. You know, you see five players going with Morgan. You see five players going with, you know, Sidney Leroux. And so it was a little bit of a division right there.
Let's take a quick pause in the action to talk about today's sponsor, Diamond Dog Athletics, run by my guy Nick, a veteran-owned and operated apparel and sportswear company that specializes in creating custom apparel for teams of all ages. I'm talking baseball, softball, bats, gloves, catcher's equipment, uniforms, hats, and hoodies, you name it. By creating custom high-quality uniforms that the players will love, they'll look good on and off the field. And by using the best gear and equipment on the market, it will encourage them to continue to put in the effort needed to make it as far as possible on the diamond. Take a look for yourself. You'll be blown away with what you see at Diamond Dog Athletics on Instagram, or you can send Nick an email, diamonddogathleticsllc@gmail.com. Back to the show.
And, you know, staff issues. And, you know, staff issues, coach changes, right? Tom Sermani with different ideas coming in. We also had some fallouts, you know, coaches that lasted maybe 6 months, if that. After Mark Skinner, there were two coaches that kind of kicked the can. So Mark seemed to be the last woman standing for that team. So Marta was alone. Outperforming for sure, but also getting injured constantly because she was the only one that was actually, you know, putting she was the heart of the team, and she still is, right? But now she has a lot of help. So it's a completely different Orlando Pride team now. There's a young squad, exciting players, young American prospects. So we'll talk about that, all that and more, John.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that it has not been good for the Pride really since their inception. I think I struggled to think of a good season that they've had. I think it's always been issues with players, like you said, and staff. And there was other issues that were like not even just on the field. They had issues with like discipline, and there was controversy, and there was even things happening with the league. So it's great to see that, you know, and I'm going to talk a little bit now about the present and the reason that this turnaround has happened, is because of GM Haley Carter. GM Haley Carter, and in combination with Seb Hines. So Seb Hines is an ex Orlando City player. He's a center back from England who played for Orlando City, and now has become the Orlando Pride head coach. He did some time, under, Tom Sermani, I believe, as an assistant, a coach, Luis, and kind of worked his way slowly and earned opportunities as assistant coach. And now, when they found another opening, most recently, they gave him the opportunity to become, the head coach, and Seb grabbed at that opportunity and kind of ran with it last year, in 2023, showing, you know, that he definitely can do the business and knows what he's doing as a head coach. Then they added in GM Haley Carter, who I think has gone about this with military precision. And I say that because she is, ex-Army, and she has just turned things away, around in a way that just has a certain amount of military precision about it. She has come in and overhaul the staff to help Seb and make sure that he's get his assistant coaches what he needs. But also on the player side, she's had a policy of any players, Luis, that we don't want to be here. She's had a policy of making sure that we can find a way to get them out the door, make sure they're happy in their personal life and what they want. She only wants players that want to be here and want to play here for the pride and play for the club, play for the badge, which is a lot different, Luis, than that we were talking about with the past. So that big change in mentality and turnaround, seeing this offseason where we brought in the likes of Barbara Banda. Luis, talk to me a little bit about this new player that we have signed, the new number 9 for Orlando Pride.
Yeah, so Barbara Banda, she's a Zambian football player right now. Obviously, she's playing for Orlando Pride. 24 years old, 5'10". She's a forward. Look, she's had a phenomenal scoring career since she started. She's played in Spain, 28 appearances, I believe, 16 goals. She's also played in China for 3 years, 3 seasons in China, you know, also scoring around between 12 to 11 goals each season. And now she comes to the NWSL to compete. Zambia is qualified for the actual Olympics. So she's going to be representing her country. And, you know, she's had a phenomenal career. You know, she was born in Lusaka in the Zambian capital, and she's had her story should be on a movie, to be honest with you. Right now, the Pride has signed her to a 4-year contract through the 2027 season. It's pretty much one of the biggest contracts in the NWSL history. $2 million, I believe. It's what she was. Yeah. She was
contract spread over several years, but big, big contract.
Yeah, $2 million. So, I mean, she's just an imposing player. She's an imposing player, physical player, fast player, able to, you know, just a killer in the box, you know. When she was young, she was playing at the age of 7 on the streets of Zambia, of Lusaka. She was inspired by her father who played football. You know, it's just, you know, Africa is there's a lot of people that say, you know, soccer is not for girls. You know what I mean? Some of the Zambian schools did not have a girls team. And she overcame all those obstacles and became the athlete that she is now. So it's a wonderful, wonderful story. And the continuation of her great career. Now she takes her talents to the NWSL, to the Orlando Pride. And she's already making an impact. 3-2 win against Washington Spirit, one of the top teams in the NWSL. Boom, header from Barbara Banda right there. Her first goal in the NWSL, making an impact right away from the get-go, John.
And not just Barbara, although she is probably going to be the biggest impact of the offseason signings this year, but other signings that we brought in, the GM, Haley, and Seb Hines really went after players that they felt like were perhaps falling through the gaps in other places, players that they could feel there were maybe needed a chance in the first team minutes. One of those being Brazilian star Angelina, who's come in to play alongside her fellow teammates from Brazil in Marta. Angelina, an incredible talent, great midfielder, can play a great ball, dead ball also. Attacking mid, she can play on the wing, wherever we need her. Just a great partner for Marta to play with in the midfield. Some Brazilian flair there. We've also got another Brazilian star in the team, Rafael. She was here before, but we have several now of the Brazilian national team players here in Orlando. One of which is a really sad piece of news that I actually posted on the Zone Heads, all about Luana. who has been diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, who's also a Brazilian national team player who just got signed in 2024 for Orlando Pride, and is sadly going to have to deal with that instead of being able to continue play at the moment. So our hearts and our thoughts go out to Luana and everybody around that. So a major setback for the team, but we will continue to press on with Luana in our thoughts. So 2024, Luis, not only do we bring those players in, but we've seen some impressive growth from other players in the team. Some young American players that have really started to excel. Tell everybody about the wonderful Summer Yates and Carrie Abello.
Yeah, I mean, wonderful American talents. Summer Yates, a player that is coming from, you know, being drafted, and you know, honestly, she's from Kennewick, Washington, forward, 23 years old. She's been so influential. She didn't have probably the best season last year with the Pride, but she has shown that working hard and doing the right thing. You know, she was given proper advice by the front office and the coaching staff, and she was able to turn it around. She worked her butt off on the off season, and right now she's a very influential player for the Orlando Pride. Actually, one of the biggest surprises, if not the biggest surprise of the league right now. She's represented the U.S. in youth 18s, youth 19s, youth 20s, youth 23s. Her college career was with the Washington Huskies. 93 games, 17 goals. So she's a young talent that right now it's outperforming a lot of established players in the NWSL. She's showing a lot of defensive prowess, attacking prowess as well, and being able to attack and defend. So she's been great. Also another one, Carrie Abello. She's from Penn State. Phenomenal player. She could defend. She could play the wing. She could play, you know, attacking back. She could play D mid. I mean, a lot of the players are poly. They have different positions they could play. They could play two or three several positions. So it's quite troublesome for rivals to figure out how is Seb going to line up their team. So another one, Brianna Martinez, phenomenal player. Brianna Martinez, you know, what a defender. And, you know, the Orlando Pride also, you know, drafted, she was drafted by in 2023 by Racing Louisville, and when she got to Orlando, boom, immediate impact right away. 5'6", 24 years old, you know, honestly, like a stellar career so far. And right now she's, again, you know, she's defending her butt off. She's one of the best statistical players in the Pride right now, when it comes to passes completed, you know, recovering, you know, different balls. So it's fantastic. The growth and the youth that this team has, which it's not only that, but it's just building a cohesive unit of players that are going to take you to the next level. And I think we got that right now, John.
I think this team excites me because of all the young players in it, Luis, that have growth. But not only that, we're seeing a resurgence for Marta. I think she's come alive again this year. She's been, I think, really helped by all these new players around her. And there's a new lease of life in her. Even though she's 38 years old, or she looks like she's 25 again, playing in this team. So, great to see that. We've also got the likes of Amanda Allen. We've also is a young talent who plays for the Canadian national team. There's incredible players in this team like Kylie Schramm and Hugo McCutcheon, who are more veteran players but do a great job in their roles, as well as we haven't talked about Adriana or Ali Watts. These are also players in the team that play a major role in how we're getting up the field in the attack. Julie Doyle on the wing as well. So there's so much talent in this team, Luis, both young, growing talent and also veteran talent that's having a resurgence right now. So the Pride of present and in the future, things are looking up and things are looking bright. So very excited. And speaking of the future, Luis, tonight, as this podcast goes out on Wednesday, the 1st of May, there is a game at 7 p.m. at home against the North Carolina Courage. Luis, tell us a little bit about the Courage and what to expect for tonight's match.
Well, definitely one of the top teams in the NWSL, just like Washington, a very dynamic, defensive-minded team. A lot of national team players as well. Right now, I think their biggest obstacle has been the scoring part. They've won games by 1-0, 2-1, always by one goal. But Orlando has had, now with Barbara Banda, to defeat Washington 3-2, it's been a huge feat. So they're scoring goals, they're making assists. So to me, I see this as an attainable result for Orlando, especially at home with the Wall as well and the Black Swans, which is a supporter group for Orlando Pride. And I feel like we could definitely, with the players that we have, do a phenomenal job, John. Right now, the North Carolina Courage are second on the table. You know, 4 home wins and 2 road losses. So, they don't do so great away. So those are things that we need to definitely capitalize on and make sure that, we are attaining the 3 points.
And we've got a little bit of history with North Carolina Courage. They got our number in the head-to-head over the years. They've had several more wins than we have against them. And I think this is an opportunity now that we're looking like a much stronger Orlando Pride team to get a little bit of revenge. Like last year, they beat up on us a little bit, 3-0, 5-0 in the season. This year, I would really like to get a big win at home against the North Carolina Courage, Luis. And I'm excited and encouraged by what we've seen from this team. There's absolutely no reason why we can't do it again. Like we said last week, away against the Washington Spirit, managed to pull out a 3-2 win. This is an easier game, even though the team is even higher in the table at home, in my opinion. So I'm hoping for a 3-1 or a 3-0, maybe a 4-0. I would love to see a big blowout in this game. Like you said, Barbara's here now. We've got that missing number 9 goal scoring piece that we didn't have earlier in the season. And even without that, we were scoring goals. So now she's here. The goals are really starting to flow. The likes of Summer Yates is scoring and getting assists regularly. Angelina's getting assists and goals regularly. I feel like we're a minimum 2-goal team right now. And like you said, North Carolina Courage, so he's not so great on the road with those 2 losses. So that plays into our hands. Luis, let everybody know what you think the lineup's going to be for this game. Who's going to be in the team?
So the lineup, in my opinion, is going to be with Anna Morehouse right up top. You have a backline of 4 players. As your right back, you have Celia Jimenez, former Spain national team player. You have also Emily Sams, which is another phenomenal American player that I will say, if she's not called up for any national team duties, it would be insane because she's really doing an amazing job. Then you have Rafaeli, Brazilian international center back. And then as your left back, you have Kylie Strom, former Atletico Madrid player. And then you got your 2 D-mids. You have Angelina and Haley McCutcheon. They'll be right there and being the anchors of the mid. And then right in the middle as your 10, you'll have Summer Yates. As your left winger, you'll have, I think we said, as our left winger, I forgot.
Cariabello.
Cariabello, yeah. Cariabello will be as our left winger. And as our right winger, we'll have Julie Doyle. And right up top, the number 9, the goal scorer, it'll be Barbara Banda.
And your score prediction, I already said I'm thinking like a 3-0 for this. And that lineup, Luis, is just stacked. So Marta or no Marta, if she's going to be back with injury or not, we're looking like a hot team right now. So Summer Yates has been doing a great job filling in when Marta's not there. For you, Luis, the score, what do you think? We're going to get this W?
Yeah, I think we're getting the W. I think 2-0. I think it's going to be my score prediction. I think the Pride has everything. I mean, it's going to be a tough team. I feel like Washington was probably a little bit of a better competition in a way, but we cannot discredit North Carolina. They're a top team in the NWSL. So one thing is, if we defeat just now Washington, reigning champs, and then we're going to beat North Carolina, which is another tough opponent. I mean, we're talking about we're beating two contenders back-to-back.
Massive.
That's massive. That's huge for the team.
For sure. So I encourage everybody to come out tonight as you're listening to this for the Orlando Pride versus North Carolina game, 7 p.m. at Intrincoast Stadium. We want to thank everybody who's listening here to us as our Zoneheads Orlando podcast that we're doing weekly. This week we talked a little about Orlando Pride, but we'll talk a little bit about Orlando City as well, probably next week, do a bit of both. Support Loud and Proud Orlando. Subscribe to Loud and Proud Orlando on YouTube. Catch us live on Monday and Thursday nights. You can also listen to us later on Spotify or Apple Music. We also have a Pride podcast that we do live on Tuesday nights, and we also have a Spanish language podcast that Paula runs with Tira Deschina. You can catch us on social media at LPO_podcast on Twitter or X, and same place on Instagram, and you can get us on Facebook as Loud and Proud Orlando. Luis, do you have anything else to say before we sign off for the Zone Heads? I will say this, Orlando City did play this weekend, and they lost 2-1 with a terrible result to Toronto. Hence why I thought maybe let's talk about Orlando Pride this week, where things are going a little bit better than Orlando City. So we'll be back to talk more about that next week. Any last thoughts from you?
No, just support the pod, support the Zoneheads. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and vamos Pride.
Vamos Pride. See you guys next week.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Diamond Dog Athletics. Custom baseball and softball uniforms for kids of all ages. Look good, feel good, play good, and email them today. DiamondDogAthleticsLLC@gmail.com. We appreciate you listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. If you like the content you hear, rate, review, subscribe, and we'll keep it coming. Zoneheads Orlando on Facebook and on Instagram, the Orlando sports content that you crave. We appreciate you checking us out, and if you keep coming, we'll keep cranking out content. Talk soon, Zoneheads.